हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते, येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। यैरिमे गुरुभिः पूर्वं पदवाक्यप्रमाणतः व्याख्याता सर्ववेदान्तास्ता नित्यं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। ॐ शन्नो मित्रः शं वरुणः, शन्नो भवत्वर्यमा, शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः, शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः, नमो ब्रह्मणे, नमस्ते वायो, त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि, त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि, ऋतं वदिष्यामि, सत्यं वदिष्यामि, तन्मामवतु, तद्वक्तारमवतु, अवतु माम्, अवतु वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Now we are seeing Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on this Shanti Mantraha, Shanti Pataha, beginning with this statement, Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha. We have seen up to the meaning of, we come to this word Ritam. Initially, we invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of devatas. We pray for emotional, physical wellness. Then we offer our salutations to all those devatas, which is namaskara kriya. Then we glorify them, we praise them, stating what they symbolize, what they stand for, which is vandanam. Even though the word vandanam literally means bowing, here the word vandanam is used in the sense of praising, glorifying. We come to this word ritam. What is ritam? So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, we're going to see here, Ritam. Ritam, the word Ritam and Satyam, we come across both words together. Ritam, Ritam Vadishyami, Satyam Vadishyami. So here, the word Ritam also means truth, as opposite of Anritam. Anritam is opposite of ritam. So, anritam means untruth, falsehood. So, satyam is opposite of asatyam, which also means falsehood, untruth. So, ritam and satyam literally mean the same, the truth. Ritam means truth, satyam also means truth. The word satyam also means truthfulness in speech, the discipline of truth, being truthful in speech. Called vaktapas. But here, the word rutam means correct, right understanding of the knowledge of right and wrong. As ordained by the Shastram, as explained in the Shastram. And Satyam means living that knowledge. Living the knowledge of right and wrong is Satyam. We may have rhythm, but we may not live the knowledge. So here, once you have the knowledge of a clear understanding, right understanding of what is it and what is wrong, in conformity with the Shastram. In conformity with the Shastra means we must know the value of it also. Therefore, living that knowledge, exhibiting that knowledge in our physical behavior, oral activity, and in thinking is Satyam. There is a difference between Ritam and Satyam, though both words literally mean in this context. So Shankaracharya says, Ritam Yatha Shastram. I'm reading this now. Yatha Shastram Yatha Kartavyam Buddhau Suparinischitam Artham Ritam. See, Suparinischitam means Nischitam, Parinischitam, Suparinischitam. Actually, there are three prefixes. Chitta is the word actually. Nischitam. Chitta means collected. But nischitam means decided. Parinischitam, well decided. So parinischitam, ascertained, firmly understood, doubtlessly understood, ascertained, nischitam, parinischitam, so parinischitam means doubtlessly, very clearly ascertained, well ascertained. Suparinischitam artham. Suparinischitam artham means what? Here, where is understood? Buddhau. So, rutam is the well ascertained, doubt-free knowledge in one's own intellect pertaining to dharma and adharma, right and wrong. And not as we decide, not as we think, yatha shastram, in conformity with the shastram, in terms of yatha kartavyam, what should be done, how should be done, where should be done, when should be done, is in terms of what is right and what is wrong, what is appropriate, what is inappropriate, where, how some certain things should be done, where, how things should not be done. This is yatha kartavya. Yatha shastram, yatha kartavyam. Suparinischitam artham buddhau is ritam. So ritam is that which is thoroughly, doubtlessly, well ascertained in terms of what is to be done, what should not be done, in keeping the time, place and situation as ordained in conformity with Shastram is Ritam. So we have general knowledge of right and wrong. All of us have general knowledge of right and wrong, which we are naturally blessed with. To have the general knowledge of right and wrong, we need not go to universities and schools to study. We are naturally being born a human being. We are blessed with this general knowledge of right and wrong. Because samanya dharma jnanam. We all of us have. How do we know? How do we know that we have the knowledge of values, knowledge of this basic right and wrong, general knowledge of the values in terms of what is right, what is wrong? This knowledge we have, we can understand. We can understand that we have this knowledge already based on what we expect from others in terms of behavior. See, I already have the knowledge of what I expect from others in terms of knowledge. I already have this knowledge of what I expect from others in terms of behavior. I know very well I want others to speak the truth to me. I know very well I do not want others to tell a lie to me. I know very well that others should not cheat me, betray me, hurt me, offend me. I know others should not steal or rob anything which belongs to me. I know what I expect from others in terms of behavior. How others should treat me. How others should behave with me. I know very well. And is not taught. This naturally we have it. That is why this Swamiji used to say, we need not be taught values. We already have this general knowledge of right and wrong based on what we expect from others in terms of behavior. This is our buddho. In our buddhi, we have the knowledge of right and wrong. Even though we have this knowledge of right and wrong, but this knowledge of right and wrong, the samanya dharma jnanam, needs to be interpreted in keeping with the situation. So this dharma is not absolute selective. In keeping with the situation, this has to be interpreted differently. For example, even though we say ahimsa is paramaha dharmaha, non-hurting, non-violence is the exalted of the values. In fact, all other values should be followed in order to follow this one value of ahimsa. Truthfulness in speech, not betraying, not cheating, not hurt. Okay, all these, not stealing, all these values are followed. Specifically, not to hurt, not to offend, not to just emotionally wound other person. All these values should be followed. If ahimsa is understood and followed strictly, all values become strictly followed. Therefore, ahimsa is said to be paramaha dharmaha, exalted value, and it must be strictly followed. This is samanya jnana. But for a kshatriya like Arjuna, in a battlefield, when he has to do his duty of protecting dharma, fighting against adharma, then this himsa, even though hurting is adharma, and there for him, for dharma rakshanam, for protecting dharma, he can involve himself in the act of himsa. That's why, just an example I'm giving. So this is the interpretation of dharma in a given context, in a given time, with reference to a given person, is with his reference to his duty. So even the doctor who knows 100% the patient is going to die because of sickness, because of that illness the person has, then no doctor will come and openly tell you will die tomorrow morning or you will die soon. They will have some, so they will not tell a lie. Of course, they will not tell the truth. They will not tell the truth. Here, even the truthfulness is right. Being truthful is right. Speaking the truth is right value. Still, the doctor does not speak the truth. He may not tell a lie, but he will not reveal the truth. He will keep it secret. So all truths need not be revealed also, unnecessarily. Does not serve any purpose. And suppose the patient asks, the doctor may say, you will recover soon. He says, that's a lie. But such a lie is again contextual. So the dharma, even though dharma, the values should be followed strictly, these general knowledge of right and wrong needs to be interpreted. But not according to one's convenience, but in keeping in conformity with the Shastram. How yatha yatha kartavyam, how certain things should be done, where they should be done, how they should be done. Regarding that, this knowledge of dharma should be interpreted also in conformity with dharma. Therefore, the ruttam means appropriate, right, the clear, ascertained knowledge of right and wrong in one, the intellect, in conformity with the shastram, is what? Yatha shastram, yatha kartavyam, superinischitam artham buddhau is ruttam. Okay. Then, tadapi tod adhinatvat, and the ruttam also, what is that which is in the form of the ruttam? The right knowledge, ascertained knowledge of right and wrong is possible only because of the grace of the samashti pranaha, Hiranyagarbha, Ishwaraha. We understand finally, everything is manifestation of Ishwara. The knowledge of values, knowledge of dharma, ascertained knowledge of right and wrong also definitely is Bhagavan only. Therefore, here we say, tvad adhinatvat, as this rhythm is also within the domain of Ishwara, that you, I say, rhythm is also you. You are in the form of rhythm. So, vadishyami is a future tense verb, but still it should be taken in the sense of present tense. Tvam ritam vadami, he Hiranyagarbheshwara, I say you are that ritam, you are the truth, the well ascertained knowledge of right and wrong. Then satyamiti, what is satyam? Sahayeva vakkayabhyam sampadyamanaha. Tadeva ritam vakkayabhyam sampadyamanaha. So sahayeva arthaha. Sahayeva arthaha. Vakkayabhyam sampadyamanaha. The same well-ascertained knowledge of right and wrong in terms of what should be done, what should not be done, in conformity with dharma, should, when it is expressed, sampadyamanaha, when it is earned, when it is being earned, means when it is expressed in one's behavior, in one's physical behavior, one's oral, in one's speech, vakkayabhyam sampadyamanaha. When it is being, that knowledge being expressed and lived through one's physical, in one's physical activity and also speech, vakkayabhyam, that ritam is said to be satyam. So living the knowledge is satyam. Saha api twadadhinaha yeva sampadyaha. Saha api twadadhinaha yeva sampadyaha. Even that living the knowledge of right and wrong also is within the domain of Ishwara. Which means, in Tamil we say beautifully, avan arulal avan thal patri. We need Bhagavan's grace even to live a life of dharma. That is why Puja Swamiji always says that beautiful, that exalted, all-inclusive, exalted, complete prayer which puts an end to the very act of praying. What an exalted, all-inclusive, complete prayer which puts into the very act of praying. The prayer, there's no better prayer than that. That is the prayer. The best prayer. Where we pray to Bhagavan to bless us with the knowledge of right and wrong. We have the general knowledge of right and wrong. In a given context, what I should do, what I should not do, the dilemma comes, doubt comes. Because I do not want to go against anything said in the Shastram. That is, we always seek Bhagavan's grace. Pray, we seek Bhagavan's grace. Hey, Bhagavan, please bless me with knowledge of right and wrong. And bless me with the wrong, bless me with a strong will to choose to do the right, to refrain from the wrong. So may I be blessed with knowledge of what I can change, what I cannot change. And may I be blessed with all knowledge and strength, the clarity to change what I can intelligently, prudently, thoughtfully, to accept gracefully what I cannot. It is an exalted prayer where we seek Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of values. We can pray for Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of values, only if you know the value of values. For which we must have Purushartha Nischayaha, isn't it? Anyway, so it is said, so that living, being able to live a life of dharma, so having the knowledge of right and wrong is rhythm. But being able to live the knowledge of right and wrong, living the life of values, is dependent on Bhagavan's grace. And the truth also is Bhagavan's, within the domain of Bhagavan. Tudadhinaha. Saha api. Saha means saha artaha api. Tudadhinaha eva sampadhyaha. That also has to be earned as result of Bhagavan's grace. Sahapi tudadhinaha eva sampadhyaha iti. Tvam eva satyam vadishyami. It's impossible for us even to live the knowledge of values. To live a life of values, implementing knowledge of dharma in our behavior is possible only if we have Bhagavan's grace. Therefore, here we say that satyam also nothing but Bhagavan. Tvameva satyam vadishyami. I say you are that satyam. You are the rutam, you are the satyam. So pitodadhinaha eva. Saha artaha. Sopi means saha artaha api. Saha artaha means what? The knowledge of, knowledge obtaining in one's intellect in terms of right and wrong, which is being implemented. Is also within the domain of Isha, means dependent on Bhagavan's grace. Therefore, tadapi sopi tvadadhinaha eva sampadhyaha. See, the word sampadhyamana, being earned, sampadhyaha, should be earned, means here should be attained, should be accomplished, should be achieved. Only with Bhagavan's grace. Only because of Bhagavan's grace. Therefore, here we, in the prayer we say, you are satyam, you are ritam, and you are satyam. So what is implied here? O Lord, may you bless me with the knowledge of right and wrong, and may you bless me with the right strong will to implement that knowledge with the correct interpretation of it in all situations. This prayer is implied there. Then, Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayu is there. So, and here we say, Brahma, Tat, now here, Tanmamavatu, Tadvaktaramavatu. We say, may that Ishvara, may that Brahma, means may that Sagunam Brahma Ishvaraha, may that Lord protect me. Who is that Brahma? Tat Sarvatmakam, Vaivatmakam Brahma. Tat Brahma means that Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara, Sarvatmakam. Sarvatmakam means what? One who is in the form of everything, means the one who alone obtains as the Vyashti Prana in every individual being. That's Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, who alone is there. In the form of everyone, in the form of everything. The one who alone is inhering in all. Who alone is in the form of the Vyashti Prana. Vayu Akhyam, Vayu Akhyam, Vaivakhyam Brahma. And who is also known as Vayu, this Hiranyagarbheshwara, who obtains in all, who alone is in the form of everything, who inheres in all, who obtains the form of Vyashti Prana in all, in every being, every individual, who alone is known as Vayu, Vayu Akhyam Brahma. Maya evam stutam sat. Maya, by me, evam stutam sat. Having been glorified by me in this manner, that Ishvara, that Sagunam Brahma, obtaining in all as the very prana, who alone is known as Vayu, having been glorified by me in this manner, may that Brahma mam avatu, may that Sagunam Brahma Ishvara protect me, the one who is aspiring for knowledge, Vidyarthi. See, Vidyarthi Vidyam, Vidya Arthyate Yena Saha Vidyarthi. Vidyam, Vidya Arthyate Yena Saha Vidyarthi. The one who is aspiring for knowledge, one who is seeking knowledge is Vidyarthi. Nakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Vidyarthyam Mam Avatu. So may that Hiranyagarbheshwara, Sagunam Brahma, having been glorified by me in this manner, may he protect me, Mam Avatu, protect me, the aspirant of the knowledge, seeker of knowledge. How can Bhagavan protect us? I tell you. If at all is something which can protect us, absolutely, it is jnanam, it is jnanam, it is jnanam. Knowledge of the reality alone can protect us, absolutely. This we elaborately discussed many times before. Protection means jnanam eva rakshakam. Jnanam eva rakshakam. Knowledge alone is the only source of protection. Knowledge can protect us. Absolutely. And I told you many times, protection means, having the protection means being protected. Being protected means having the protected mind. Whenever you say being protected means what? Being absolutely fearless is being protected, having protection, and having a fearless mind is being protected, having a protected mind. And being fearless means being free from the hold of the phenomenon called fear for good is being protected, having protection. And being free from the hold of the phenomenon called fear for good means being free from the fear of death. If the fear of death goes, there's no fear of death means there cannot be the phenomenon called fear. Being free from the hold of the phenomenon called fear for good is being protected, having the protected antahkaranam, which means being free from the fear of death. And being free from fear of death means having the knowledge of the nature of the self being immortality. Therefore, jnanam, having clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the nature of one's own self. Jnanam is the only means of having absolute protection. Jnanam is protection. Because jnanam is fearlessness. Whereas ajnanam, that is fear, insecurity, anxiety, that is protectionlessness in ignorance. In jnanam, there is protection. Therefore, whenever we say, may you protect, O Lord, may you protect me, means we seek Bhagavan. Absolutely, Bhagavan can protect us only by blessing us with the jnanam. We are asking for something exalted. Initially, when you seek Bhagavan, may you bless me with a good buddhi, there we ask for protection, dharma. When you say, oh Lord, may you, mom, avat, may you protect me. Oh Lord, please bless me with the strength to live a life of dharma. May you bless me with the will, strong will to be able to live a life of dharma. When you ask for the strength to live a life of dharma, we are seeking Bhagavan's grace for relative protection. Dharma alone can protect us relatively. Jnanam alone can protect us absolutely. For relative protection, we have to surrender our will to Bhagavan of dharma. So we seek Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of dharma. Earlier, that's what we do. And now, jnanam alone can protect us absolutely. Tat vidyarthinam mam avatu. O Lord, may you protect me, the aspirant of knowledge. How? Vidya sanyojanam. Now I don't have knowledge. If I have knowledge, I have vidya sanyoga. I'm endowed with knowledge. So please bless me with the endowment of knowledge. Please bless me with the knowledge. Endow me. Please do endow me with the knowledge. Bless me with the knowledge. Why? Knowledge is the absolute protection. Nothing in the world can protect us. To teach this, to make this fact such a beautiful thing, the knowledge is the absolute protection. That is why Shankara Bhagavatpada says in Bhajagovindam, Nahi Nahi Rakshati. Why? Jnanam alone will protect us. Nothing other than Jnanam can protect us. Therefore, Vidya Sanyojanena Mam Avatu. See, what is Avanam? What is protection? We must be very clear. We have it to understand the meaning of the word protection. So, Mam Avatu Vidya Sanyojanena means, hey Bhagavan, please bless me with the knowledge. Thereby may you protect me. There's no way of being protected without Jnanam. Mam Vidyarthinam Vidya Sanyojanena Avatu. May protect me by endowing me with knowledge. Blessing me with knowledge. Okay. Tadeva Brahma. Tadeva Brahma. Vaktaram. Acharyam. Vakta Rikaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Vaktri Shabdaha. Rikarantaha Pullingaha Vaktri Shabdaha. Tasya Shabdasya Dvitiya Vibhakto. Ekavachane Vaktaram. Iti Rupam. Vaktaram. The one who speaks. The one who teaches. One who communicates. Is Vakta the teacher. Vaktaram is equal to Acharyam. Vaktaram. Acharyam. Avatu, may you bless the teacher who communicates subject matter of the Shastram. May you protect the teacher who communicates subject matter of the Shastram. With what? Vaktrutva Samartya Sanyojanena Avatu. May you protect him. May you protect him by endowing him with the capability, with the capacity to speak, to communicate. Vaktrutva Samarthyam. Speaking capacity. Vaktrutva Samarthya Sanyojanena Avatu. So, if the teacher has Vaktrutva Samarthyam, the capability, capacity to communicate, to articulate the subject matter of the Shastram clearly, then he must have what? Clear knowledge. That is how he becomes protected. The teacher who is already protected with his clear knowledge alone is capable of protecting the other one who seeks protection. Therefore, O Lord, may you bless the teacher who articulates, communicates subject matter of the Shastram also with the capacity to communicate with all clarity. Capacity to teach. Vaktrutva Samartya Sanyojanena Acharyam Vaktaram Avatu. Avatu Mam. Avatu Vaktaram. So repeated. The prayer is repeated. May you protect me by blessing me with the knowledge. May protect my teacher, and protect the teacher, the speaker, the communicator of the subject matter of the Shastram, also with capacity to teach. Iti punarvachanam adarartham. Adaraha literally means support, but here adaraha means emphasis. Adarartham, for emphasis, for the purpose of emphasizing, punarvachanam, repetition. Vachanam, saying once. Punarvachanam, repetition. So repetition the repeating of the same prayer twice is for emphasis, for emphasizing. When do we emphasize? It is very important. Such protection is very, very, very important. Then we emphasize. Emphasis is for conveying the importance of such prayer. We are not playfully asking for something. We're very serious. Our prayer is very intense. Our prayer is intense. Our prayer is fervent prayer. Intense and fervent. Therefore, to emphasize the importance, this emphasis is given to this prayer by repeating it two times. Avatumam avatu vaktaram iti punarvachanam adarartham. See, I heard Pujya Swamiji saying in some other context, maybe this in this book edit, maybe it didn't come out. And then the book means the book which you are following at present. When you say avatu, twice when you say sahana avatu, sahana bhunaktu, sahaviryankaravavahai, there also the word avatu comes. Avati. Avati is a verb, protects. Avanam, protection. Mother Earth is called Avanihi because she who protects us by blessing us with all food. Anyway, so avati. So avatu means may Bhagavan protect us. When we say may Bhagavan protect us relatively by blessing us with all strength and clarity to live a life of dharma. May Bhagavan protect us absolutely by blessing us with the knowledge. Okay? Dharmaha rakshati rakshitaha, jnanam rakshati absolutely. Therefore, there's nothing else can protect us. So we seek Bhagavan's grace for being able to live a life of dharma. We seek Bhagavan's grace for jnanam. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Okay. Shantihi 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 iti Trivachanam. Trivachanam. Trihi Vachanam. Not Trivachanam. Trihi Vachanam. Trivachanam. Trivachanam. Trihi Vachanam. Vachanam utterance. So, saying or uttering three times shantihi, trihi, three times, is for what? Prashamanartham. Prashamanartham. Trivachanam. Adhyatmika. Adhibhautika. Adhidaivikanam. Vidya praptyupasarganam. Prashamanartham. So, trihi shantihi. Trivachanam. So utterance of the word shantihi three times is for the purpose of resolving prashamanartham. The purpose of resolving. For the purpose of the resolution, elimination of what? Upasarganam. Please remember the word upasargaha. Yesterday also reminded you. Upasargaha literally means prefix in grammar. But upasargaha here means impediments, obstacles, obstructions, hurdles. Upasarganam prashamanartham. For the purpose of resolution of, or for purpose of resolving, for eliminating, removing, for the elimination or removal of all obstacles. Obstacles in what? Praptau, in gaining, in attaining. Praptau prapti upasarganam. Praptau upasargaha. So obstacles in gaining, attaining of the knowledge, the attainment of knowledge. Vidyayaha praptau ye upasargaha santi tesham vidya prapt tesham upasarganam prashamanartham. For the purpose of resolving, eliminating all obstacles in the attainment of knowledge of the truth. And what are those upasargas? Adhyatmika upasargaha, adhibhautika upasargaha, adhidaivika upasargaha. Obstacles associated with adhyatmika, associated with one's own self. Obstacle pertaining, associated with anything and everything other than oneself. Things and beings around us. Adhidaivikaha upasargaha, obstacles associated with the natural crisis calamities. Here, instead of using the word tapaha, tapatraya nivrittihi, here simply it is said upasarganam, vidya praptau upasarganam prashamanartham. For the elimination of all obstacles in the attainment of knowledge of the truth, the obstacles associated with one's own self. One's own self must be physically fit, mentally well, and intellectually sharp also. So intellectual dullness, mental instability, mentally also we are not stable, mental restlessness, and a physical discomfort, all these will be big obstacles. Therefore, one's own self must be physically, mentally healthy. So one's own physical, mental health problems can become upasargaha, obstacles. So adhyatmika upasarganam prashamanartham prathamavaram shantihi. Then adhibhautika upasarganam prashamanartham, the obstacles associated with anything and everything around us. If family members are not well, you cannot focus. Because being able to focus in the teaching, and being able to be attentive in the class, to have distraction-free mind, everything around you also must be conducive. Therefore, adhibhautika upasarganam prashamanartham adhidaivika. We have no... So, these obstacles, some of them are predictable, some of them are unpredictable. Unpredictable obstacles. And some of them may be predictable, still uncontrollable. Some of them are predictably uncontrollable, non-predictably uncontrollable are the problems. So, in order to ward off all obstacles, predictable, unpredictable, till uncontrollable, all the obstacles associated with one's own self and anything and everything around oneself, and also associated with natural conditions, all of them may become big obstacles in the pursuit of jnana. Therefore, it is said, Trivachanam adhyatmika adhibhautika adhidaivikanam vidya prapti upasarganam prashamanartham. So utterance of three, shantihi, The word Ashanti three times is for purpose of removing, removal of all obstacles, arising from three different sources. Okay, with this, Shanti Pataha is over. Commentary on Shanti Mantra is over. Now, so the first Anuvakaha consists of only this Shanti Mantra. So he completed the meanings of the Shanti Mantra, the first Anuvaka. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.